blocked, and we will go to overtime.
And I just want to say, when my time comes, I want to be buried face down so that anyone who doesn't like me can kiss my ass.
Hour two of overtime coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios here. 865-546-8200. Hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. 1 hour down, one more remaining here. Tanner Stetson and Justin with you. Stetson, you have one more hour until your time on the air at Fan Run is complete. Sad, how are you feeling, man? Right now? You about to cry on us?
Yeah, I'm about to cry.
Malcolm cried on us.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry, but I'm going
to
miss
it. I'm not trying to, like, I ain't trying to snitch or anything like that. But, I mean, he did, man. It was an emotional send-off for him. He
kind of
welled up a little bit.
Did you know that your mom called in to wish Malcolm a goodbye?
Yeah.
That was so nice of her.
It was nice of her.
Mrs. She's telling Marlon, me about it. So nice she is. Maybe she'll call in and embarrass you.
I told her not to.
I can only hope.
I was on the phone with her this afternoon, and I told her not to call in, please.
Embarrass Stetson.
Don't.
Embarrass Stetson,
if
please.
If she calls, please don't answer. I don't want her to embarrass me one last time on
I mean, I can't. Freedom of speech.
That's
true. I can't deny her the airwaves.
Exactly. we are a public service here.
Yeah.
We are a service to the people. The people want to hear your mom saying on the air how much she loves you and how good of a job you've done on the
air. She can do that on Facebook.
That is Facebook territory, yeah, for sure.
That is.
I love you, Mom, but we need to talk sports.
We do have plenty to talk about. You are right, Stets. We have plenty to talk about. I'm trying to get it on the college football ranking reveal for this week in the playoff committee ranking. They don't really matter that much this week, but I am interested to see what's behind the top four. I'm always going to be interested to see what they got coming this week.
Will we get votes?
I mean,
I'm messing with you.
I mean, playoffs.
We did the coaches. I don't know. Maybe the committee. The committee's been seeing the balls get hot. Five in a row. You know.
Hey.
Six out of the last seven.
People have been saying, talking about how, I mean, these wins weren't against good opponents, but I'll take it any way it can come, honestly.
Oh, I'm going to take it too, because what's the opposite? Losing to these bad teams?
Yeah, I mean, these were the bad teams that we lost to in the past years. So, like, I'll take it any day of the week.
I mean, we've been losing to the bad teams and finishing at the very bottom of the SEC East and 2 years ago the SEC period. So,
I mean,
I'll beat the crappy teams.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that they're crappy. It's not our fault.
I saw a power rankings the other day, and it had Tennessee at 6 and Bama at 5, and I was just like, who would have ever thought that at the start of the year?
Guys, Alabama this year, Tennessee is at worst their second best win.
Oh, yeah, it's A&M and Tennessee. It's A&M and Tennessee.
Golly.
It's crazy.
I still can't digest that fact.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Here we go.
But top 25 is starting.
Go.
I'll pass that along to you as it gets revealed, but we got a lot of good college basketball starting as well. Whole lot going on right now, but talked a little bit about it earlier, and we'll go ahead and get y'all's takes on this because big news in the NFL this afternoon. The Panthers, after 9 seasons at the helm, Ron Rivera is out in Carolina. This comes after the 29-21 home loss to the then 2-win Washington Redskins. It was the Panthers' third home loss this season to a team with a losing record. The Kyle Allen show kind of came crashing to a screeching halt over the past few weeks. And Ron Rivera is out in Carolina. Thoughts on that? It's a big one right there.
I was surprised.
Almost won Super Bowl.
I was surprised. I don't know. They've had stuff go against them this year.
Minnesota dropped 10 whole spots, by the way.
Wow.
Good Lord. They punished them hard for losing to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's punishment.
Alabama drops to 12. Oh,
wow.
You hate to see it.
Behind Auburn. I mean, I agree with that.
Absolutely hate to see that.
That, wow.
Auburn till 11th.
Wow.
Anyway, back to Ron Rivera.
I was surprised.
Michigan only falls one spot for
getting destroyed.
I guess.
I don't know.
As far as Ron Rivera goes, I mean, they were a couple of close games away, and he might still have a job. Then again, he has been there a while, so maybe it's one of those things where the ownership kind of one way or another knew that this was a make-or-break season. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, his fate was already sealed. But, these past two losses, close loss to the Saints, who've been good all year, and, obviously you can't lose to the Redskins. So, I'm sure he'll be, you know, shopped around. He'll probably have multiple offers for both, you know, coordinator positions, and he'll probably a couple head coaching offers because he's one of the, you know, guys that's been around for a while. Like, not up to, like, Andy Reid level, but, you know, almost kind of up there. He's had a decent amount of success his whole career. So
I feel like he'll be hired soon. Sure. I mean, he's a good seasoned head coach, so I won't be surprised to see him hired soon.
He finishes his tenure at Carolina as the winningest coach in team history, 76-63-1 regular season, 3-4 in the postseason, two-time NFL Coach of the Year. Who you go after if you're the Panthers? Who you throw money to?
I personally feel like it's kind of a short leash. Like, they've been up there near the top for the last couple of years, and then this one bad season happens where Cam Newton is injured and they want to fire him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that. But
probably some hip, young, offensive-minded coach that's not going to pan out.
Lincoln Riley. I hope he pans out.
He would not take the Panthers' job.
No.
I think maybe the Cowboys' job is the only job he takes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Malcolm. I don't know if he's going to go to the Falcons.
That would be cool.
I mean, he's got good talent to work with, that receiver, that's for certain, but.
Oh, man.
I don't know. You almost feel like Dallas is just the perfect scenario for him. Yeah. But then he's going to have to deal with Jerry Jones being his boss, though. So how perfect of a scenario is that? We're about to get our top six on the playoff ranking, by the way. So Baylor moved up to 7th. So is there a world where Baylor makes the playoff with a win over Oklahoma? Because you know Oklahoma's going to be in the top six.
I would really like to see Oklahoma in there at some point.
It makes for the better matchups.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if you're in a playoff committee, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah. Just off for offensive sakes.
So your top four is going to have the same teams in it. And so 5-6, Utah or Oklahoma for that fifth place?
You know what I'll be surprised with? Or not surprised. I'll be interested to see what happens this weekend after the conference championships, specifically Georgia-LSU. I want to see where Georgia falls if they lose. I don't think it'll be far, depending on how the outcome comes, but as well as Baylor and Oklahoma. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And I don't think Ohio State or Clemson will lose their conference championship. So I would like to see if Georgia was to win. I don't think you could take LSU out of the top.
LSU's in the playoffs.
LSU's in the playoffs either way. So there would be some way. It would probably be Georgia move up to 3, LSU to 4. So they don't play each other again. So here we go.
So here we go. Oklahoma at 6, Utah at 5.
Okay.
Ooh. So that means, that basically means by default, Georgia loses to LSU. Utah takes care of business in the Pac-12 championship game. Utah is in the playoff. Wow. The Utes who basically nobody wants in the playoff outside of Salt Lake City. Well, I guess you're Lee Corso and Cole Kubelik.
Lee Corso was right.
Who did predict Utah to be in their final four at the end of the regular season.
I will say.
Your top four is going to be the same, basically.
It kind of feels like the couple years ago where like Michigan State was a four team to make it into the playoffs. I feel like if that was to happen, I just Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like they would get destroyed. I just haven't watched enough of them this year, but I feel like it'd be one of those situations where it's like a 38-0 blowout like we've had in a couple playoff games the last couple years.
Utah would stand no chance against anyone else in that. LSU, Ohio State, Clemson.
Ohio State, yeah.
They would stand no chance. I think they would have a chance against, like, you know, just looking at the rest of the teams around them, they would have a chance against Georgia and even Oklahoma, but yeah, other than that. Top four, Georgia, Clemson, LSU, and Ohio State. That's going in reverse order. But, yeah, there you go. How do we feel about Utah at number five?
I think, is that deserved?
Because I feel like if you just base this past weekend, Oklahoma had the better win. You know, on the road to Oklahoma State, I mean, Utah smacked down Colorado, who finishes the season with a losing record. Yeah.
I think it's right. I can't disagree with those.
Utah at fifth is the highest ranking for a Pac-12 team since Washington made the playoff back in 2016. So there you go.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see if it's a close LSU-Georgia game as well as a close Utah-Oregon. Because then I you would think you'd just leave Georgia, right?
Yeah. I saw the stat. It said that's the furthest Bama's been in the down in the college football playoff rankings ever since they started. At what were they 11?
No, they were 12. 2014.
Yeah, since 2014, but they were behind Auburn at 12. So
when was the last time Bama's been ranked outside the top 10 in any poll?
I don't know.
No, they didn't take a big drop when they lost to Ole Miss in 2015.
It's crazy to think about that because they've been dominant for that long.
We're finally going to have a playoff that's Bama free. Oh, thank goodness. Now what that begs the question, what's Alabama's bowl game possibility look like? There's been a lot of people projecting Memphis versus Alabama.
Wow.
In a New Year's Six.
If you saw
– God, who to root for in that one? I don't think we win either way.
Can we have a tie?
Yes.
I don't want to tie because I feel like if they do tie, the Memphis fans will be talking trash to Tennessee fans about how they tied with Bama and we couldn't beat them.
How bad would it be if they beat Bama, though?
I know.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I almost have to
– I guess that would truly signal the end, though.
God, I'd have to
– yeah. Bama.
Yeah, that's like a positive there, but I mean – would it really signal the end, though? Because that just means they didn't care for that game. I mean, they've lost bowl games to some outmatched teams in the past under Saban, and they bounced back the next year. I mean, they got blown out by Utah in the Sugar Bowl in 2009 and came back and won the national championship. And then, you know, they lost to Trevor Knight in Oklahoma. And did they win the title that year as well?
I'm not sure.
What year is that? Oh, that was 13. So 2014. Yeah, they did. No, Ohio State won it that year because that was the first year to play off the next season. But they bounced back and they were in the first playoff. So maybe I don't know, man. I could not take the Memphis fans online.
I couldn't either.
Because they're already saying, "Oh, we're 11-1. We're ranked. We're ranked Cincinnati team. This is our state. Ha 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 ha. We played American Conference schedule. This is our state. Ha, ha, ha." I can't take it.
Hopefully by the time
hope Cincinnati beats the crap out of them Saturday somehow. I hope it happens.
Yep, and then by the time that – if that bowl game does come to fruition, hopefully we already have some ammo with a sound victory over them in TBA. So
that'd be nice.
That's all it really comes down to.
I bought our I guess you could say reserve my ticket for that game today. Just even though I graduate the day before, I still can reserve a ticket. So I'm doing that.
Nice.
Taking advantage of that. Of a free ticket for the last time.
Staying in town, taking advantage of it.
Yep.
I was able to do that. So I graduated in December when I graduated two years ago. I was still able in that spring semester to buy student tickets.
Really?
I was still able to. So I was able to get in the basketball games for free.
I might, it's if I'm up funny. Here, I might try and do that.
I would take advantage of that if I was you. So there you go. Playoff rankings are out. it really matters what happens this week. Because this week, it's kind of a de facto quarterfinal for the playoff.
Yeah.
It really kind of is. So all you people who want the playoffs expanded a little bit, you're almost kind of getting your wish this weekend. So you better enjoy that with Big 12 championship game, Pac-12 championship game, Big 10 and SEC all pretty much being some type of quarterfinal playoff matchup there. We're going to take a break here, but before we do, this segment of Overtime is brought to you by KC Kitchen Center, 5902 Kingston Pike, historic Bearden, open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. You heard the new Christmas ad that Kelly is narrating. You still have some time to reserve a custom kitchen install by Christmas if you're doing that for yourself for the holidays, or that's going to be a nice gift that you're getting someone else. Take advantage of that. Call 865-971-5800, 971-5800 to get a free in-home estimate. Go ahead and reserve that custom install. Granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass, a whole lot more. KC Kitchen Center has the perfect countertop surface for your kitchen, bathroom, any other surface in your home. Visit kckitchencenter.com to find out more. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers in county is KC Kitchen Center. Our number is 865-546-8200 to get on the program. Rolling along in hour number two of Overtime, we will be back with a lot more here on Fan Run Radio. Hot Mike Stetson. Hot Mike, it's okay. We'll let it slide.
What?
You were talking about your classes when we turned the mics on.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
Send that email.
I will. Send that email. He's getting all together. He's getting all together. I know the end of your college career can be a little bit stressful. Got your cap and gown, right?
I do.
You got your graduation pictures taken?
I haven't.
Ah.
Hit me up.
Yeah. I don't really care for them,
yeah,
honestly.
That's the thing, too. I mean, I didn't get any done either.
Yeah.
My mom.
I'm not like the girls where they...
That's a big thing for the ladies. Yeah. You got to have at least 5 picks for the gram.
My mom wanted me to have some done, and thankfully, like, our cousin is a professional photographer, so she did them for free. Actually, I got mine taken on the day we fired Butch.
Really?
So that was pretty fun, because I got pictures taken next to the Rock when it was decorated, like anti-Butch stuff.
That's funny.
If only I had them taken on Shiana Sunday. Wouldn't have that been something?
I could
have had them taken in front of John and everyone being rallied at the athletic complex.
That would be awesome.
Just complete riot and chaos, torches and pitchforks in the background, and there's just me in my nice little buttoned-up shirt, my khakis, smiling bright. Ah, what a missed opportunity here. Good college hoops action going on about 10 minutes from now. We got a top four matchup on our hands. That's seemingly come out of nowhere.
It really?
You have your new number one, Louisville. They will be hosting your new number four, Michigan, who had the biggest jump in 70 years of the AP poll, going from unranked to number four after they kicked the crap out of UNC and Gonzaga down in the battle for Atlantis. I'll pick both y'all's brain on that. Do you agree with a jump from unranked to number four? I get it was impressive, but that's unprecedented to jump like that.
It really is. I was fairly shocked at it. It is a wild jump, but I also kind of feel like they maybe did it for TV sake purposes, hyping it up as a one versus four matchup, and then truly see where Michigan is. I mean, if they do win this game, though, it's hard to say they're not one of the top teams in the country right now.
Oh, yeah. you couldn't argue with that whatsoever. They went to Louisville 1-0. Louisville's 6-point favorite. Chris Mack got that thing rolling very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, we played them last year, and they gave us a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a very good game. I didn't think they'd already make a jump like this. That's good for them. Good little quick turnaround from getting hammered by the NCAA like they did.
Yeah, that is a long way to go all the way up to number four. But, they, you know, I think the fact that this game is happening, you know, kind of it makes it okay that they had that rank, because they're either going to prove that they earn it right away, or they're going to, you know, drop to maybe 10, 11 if they lose somehow. I didn't think they'd go up that far, but it seems like they kind of deserve it, though, because they really did take care of business those past two games.
Also tonight, 9:30, again, said it last night, but 9:30 Eastern time, local time for Michigan State to take on Duke. Duke, who last week lost to Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin, they have a chance to make people forget about that real quick by knocking off Sparty.
Well, you know what was wrong with Coach K? That game was on Coach K, he says. He just wasn't feeling good. Did you hear that?
No, I did not hear that.
You didn't hear that?
No,
I didn't. Yeah, Coach K came out and said he wasn't feeling well during the Stephen F. Austin game. And, you know, he always finds a way to have some health problem around a Duke loss, you know, especially when it's to somebody, you know, they're not supposed to lose to. And he did not fail this time either. Just kind of tried to take the loss upon himself and blame it on his little illness he had. Had a little cough, a little tummy bug. And, you know, surely that was the reason Duke lost, not because, you know, Stephen F. Austin just played out of their minds.
That was so weird how they beat them, too, because of all the points they got from inside the paint. I think they only hit two threes as a team in the game that went to overtime. They just completely bullied them. They bullied them in Cameron Indoor, and that was really their first non-conference home loss in 19 years.
How far did Duke fell to 10, right?
They fell to 10, so
they should have fallen further than that. If Michigan can go unranked to 4, they can go from
1 to unranked.
Were they 1? They were 1, right?
Yeah, they were 1. So after Kentucky lost to Evansville, they dropped to 9th. Duke dropped to 10. It's already been a crazy season so far.
It's just getting started.
I hope for some really, really good games tonight. Speaking of Louisville and going back to them, so they're they're kind of giving the middle finger to the NCAA tonight before the game. Listen to what they're doing. So they will be having a banner-raising ceremony tonight. So it will go in place of what used to be the 2013 National Champions banner that they had to take away since they became the first program to ever have a title vacated by the NCAA. So they had a lawsuit that they won a couple months back, to where they would have the stats of that 2013 National Championship team restored, including Luke Hancock's most outstanding player for the Final Four. He gets that restored, no asterisks besides that. They still don't get the actual National Championship back or the wins, but they have the stats back. So in honor of that, what they're doing tonight, they are going to raise a banner to honor its three most outstanding players in the Final Four. Daryl Griffith from 1980, Purvis Ellison from 1986, and Luke Hancock from 2013. So it's going to be a big banner honoring the three of them for being most outstanding player of the Final Four, including Luke Hancock for 2013. Trying to push the limits a little bit of what they can do. I kind of respect that move.
I love it.
It's petty as hell. Anything that can be anti-NCAA and piss them off, I'm all for it.
Because they can't. It's their own gym. The NCAA can't really. I mean, what could they do?
That's always
hit
made
them with
me think.
A fine, maybe.
That's always. Yeah, I guess it's a fine. Like, what could the NCAA do? They just never took down that 2013 national title banner. Like, it's got to be a fine, right? And I'm sure the fine gets heavier and heavier for as long as they don't take it down, I guess. I've never really thought about that. I wonder what that exact rule is. I guess I'll just have to look that up. Because usually if you get like any type of championship vacated, the banner just goes down. It's not acknowledged anymore, officially.
Just never give up. Never take down the banner.
It makes you think, like, you know, what if USC, you know, never gave back Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy? They said, no, we're keeping this, actually. It was already awarded to us. We're not giving it back to you. I don't know. I have to look at those type of penalties. But Nice little pettiness Louisville showing tonight. I am all for it. That should be a fantastic one between them and Michigan tonight. Going back to college football, too. So just to give a quick update here, we mentioned Vols being in the transfer portal this week. Now, you already have three so far. Again, Gerard Means, wide receiver, and two offensive linemen, Ryan Johnson and Marcus Tatum. Also entering the transfer market in the SEC, you're going to have Jake Bentley, South Carolina quarterback, and, to no shocker here, because Kyle Trask is superior to him, Felipe Franks. Interesting.
I'm not surprised by either one.
If Garantano leaves, and if you think JT Shrout would leave, which would leave you with Brian Maurer, Harrison Bailey coming in, and you got Kasim Hill, who transferred from Maryland, would you want to be interested in one of those two? I would not want Franks, man. Franks is
no.
Franks is hot garbage.
I was in a debate with one of my friends about that the other day. I would say, one, I don't think we would be a fit for Franks. And two, I don't really think we need him. Now, if JG leaves and Trout leaves, I guess we're kind of in a different situation as far as that quarterback room goes. But I still wouldn't take him. And it's not just because he's from Florida. Like, he just wasn't good. No. So. He does have decent stats, though. I feel like – I don't know if he'll stay in the SEC. You think he'll stay in the SEC?
Who, Franks or Bentley?
I guess either one.
I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at this article. I'm sorry. I was looking at this article for some possible transfer destinations for Jake Bentley. This is 247 Sports. Here's the six they have listed. They have Utah, Washington State, Duke, let's see here, Oregon, and NC State. So that's for Bentley. So no SEC schools right there. I wonder.
Are you even allowed to transfer in conference?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's just a grad transfer.
If you're a grad transfer, I mean, you know, Nick Saban tried to stop Brandon Kennedy, even though he was a grad transfer as best he could, and that rule kind of got changed. If you're a grad transfer, you can go anywhere. We saw Eli Wolf do the same thing going to Georgia.
Yeah.
So if you're not grad, it's a little bit different, I guess. I don't know a destination for Felipe Franks. You got to think, I mean, as barren as the situation might be, why doesn't he just try Arkansas? Especially if they get a good offensive guru type guy to be their new head coach. Or even Mizzou. Follow in Kelly Bryant's footsteps, I guess. Just don't get hurt like he did in the middle of the season. Here's six landing spots for Franks. We'll run through this before we hit a break. So I ran through ones for Bentley. Oh, that's just an honorable mention. I thought they were going to say Alabama. Okay, so let's see.
Did they have Alabama as an honorable
mention? As like an honorable mention.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they go ahead. Okay, top four according to this article. This is from SaturdayBlitz.com. You got Michigan State. Oh, wouldn't this be nice? Vanderbilt.
I was going to say that.
I mean, you saw Riley Neal out there. They kind of do need a quarterback. That dude's trash. Absolute trash. Huh. Wouldn't this be great as well? Kentucky.
The team that injured him?
I guess if he goes to one of the two, we can get revenge on him somehow. This list has to be a troll. Number one's Florida State. This is some troll list. I'm Xing out of this. He ain't going to Florida State. I don't know. Free agent market basically is what it's become.
Love the transfer portal.
So Carolina loses Bentley, and also Brian Helinski's having some surgery today too. Pretty major injury. You know, end of the season like this, that'll probably affect him at the start of next season, I would think.
Maybe they'll have another 17-year-old hop in and take the reins.
Oh, I hope it doesn't turn out for us like the last 17-year-old quarterback for them did. That's just going to be a great way for Will Muschamp to start off next season without your starting quarterback, or at least a very limited starting quarterback. Ugh. Hate it for you, Will. Absolutely hate it for you here. 865-546-8200. Roll along at hour two. We're going to play birthdays coming up next. Stetson, this is your last game of birthdays. Are you going to get a dub?
I'll try to.
Okay. You'll try your best. Stetson versus Justin. Birthdays coming up next. You're listening to Overtime.
Traditional.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Time to play birthdays, December the 3rd, Stetson's last birthday game on Overtime. Stetson, I'm not going to lie, the birthday game has not been kind to you a whole lot, but recently, you've been pulling out some wins recently, though.
Yeah, whenever you give me sports names.
The news I'm going to pass along to you, though.
It's not many today.
Well, we might have the most barren birthday list of all time.
Wow.
I have one birthday.
Oh, no.
And two This Day in History questions, just to make goodness. It a best two out of three. Now, the birthday is good, but there's only one I thought was fair that people would know. There were a couple names that, like, I had known, but I knew they wouldn't be knowable enough. Like, I'll give you some names I saw today. Amanda Seyfried, she's been in stuff. I think she's been in Mean Girls and some other movies. Like, you'll probably, like, recognize her. Like, I knew the name. What's she been in? Yeah, she was in Mean Girls. She was in Veronica Mars. She's been in, like, Les Mis in 2012. Like, you've probably seen her, but I thought, yeah, that's probably not a good enough name. I'm trying to see another name. I saw Andy Grammer. You know, keep your head up.
Yeah.
But I was like, are they going to get that name? Like, they'll probably know the song, but I don't know if they'll know the name. And I kept looking, and it was just, there was nobody today. But there's a good one. There's a good one. And I found two This Day in History questions. It's going to be a brief one. So best of luck to both of you, Stetson. Your final birthday game starts right now. We will start with the birthday, the lone birthday. He is 71 years old today. He is an English musician. He is the Prince of Darkness. He is one of the founders of heavy metal. He is still going strong today. He even has a feature on a new Post Malone song.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne.
It is Ozzy Osbourne! One of the founding members of Black Sabbath. And then had a great solo career. Crazy Train. Mama, I'm Coming Home. No More Tears, Bark of the Moon, the hits go on and on. Then, the reality TV show, Sharon!
I watched some of that. I can't believe I actually did at some point.
I vaguely remember that being a thing, and I just remember not understanding a word he said.
Yeah.
I asked my mom, I said, why can't I understand what he says? And she said, oh, it's because of drugs.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, he just has a heavy accent because of drugs.
Because of drugs.
Ozzy going strong. You know, he's gonna be having a tour start soon. He's got a new album coming up.
Really?
Riding off the success of more younger kids finding out who he is as a result of Post Malone. So shout out to Post, I guess. Post always showing love to his rock and metal roots. Love to see it. 71. John Ozzy Osbourne still going strong. And now it's This Day in History time. Found a couple good little tidbits for This Day in History. If Stetson gets one of these, he wins. Justin has to get both of these to get the birthday game. Good luck to both of you. Okay. On this day in 1967, the first human transplant of this organ was successfully conducted.
Kidney.
No.
Lungs?
Heart.
It's a heart! Stetson Marlin wins the birthday game.
Nice.
His last appearance.
I'll take it.
With
sir.
Ozzy Osbourne and a heart.
Ozzy Osbourne and a heart.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Maybe a bat's heart. Bats have hearts, too. Rip the head off of them as well. Stetson Marlin, you get the birthday game. Congratulations, sir.
Good way to end it.
You did what Malcolm couldn't. Malcolm couldn't win his last birthday game.
Come on, Malcolm.
I think Matt won that one. Yeah. So there you go,
did you
Stetson.
Let me win today?
I don't think
so. If it was maybe a harder birthday...
Y'all were just naming off organs.
Yeah,
at that
I was
point.
I was planning on doing that once we did that.
Yeah, man.
So there you go.
It's good to see you end on a dub, dude.
Yeah, nice.
Going out of winter.
Yeah, I didn't really have that many during my time here. Maybe my third or fourth, so.
But, hey.
I'll take it.
What have you done for me lately, though?
I've won.
You have won. Ah. That's perfect. Stetsy's playing We Are the Champions.
Nice.
Since you have headphones in. That's perfect. We'll do this day in history just for some fun here. On this day in 1818, this state was admitted to the Union. It became the 21st state. I'll give you a hint. It's in the Midwest.
Missouri.
Oklahoma.
No.
Colorado.
Mm-mm. That's out west.
Kansas.
No.
Wyoming.
No. It's home to a pretty big city.
Missouri.
I think one of you already said Missouri.
It's not.
Y'all are like...
Minnesota.
No, y'all are like dancing around the state.
Iowa.
Indiana.
Ohio.
The land of Lincoln.
Cleveland.
Nebraska.
Did you say Cleveland?
I don't know.
No one gets it. It's Illinois.
I knew it. Chicago.
Jeez.
We were dancing around it.
Could have just gone alphabetically.
Yeah.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas,
you pretty much
California,
should have done that. Colorado. Stetson gets the dub. We got Louisville, Michigan going on right now.
Low scoring.
Defensive struggle, if there ever was one. 4-2 Louisville, 5 minutes into it. Nah, yeah, still 4-2. Dude for Michigan misses both free throws. Was that Mo Wagner's brother at the free throw stripe? I think it might have been. I love Louisville's court right now. They got that old school Cardinal Bird with like the old Letterman jacket sweater on, dunking the basketball. That looks beautiful.
Our my elementary school was the Cardinals, and we had similar designs to Louisville's, and it, I always thought it was pretty cool. I like the Cardinals logo. So
yeah, the Cardinal with teeth.
Yeah,
I always thought that's weird. Has anyone ever like really thought about how weird that is that their Cardinal mascot has teeth?
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't.
Did you see? Remember how weird the Sonic, the Hedgehog movie was going to be because they gave him teeth. Did you guys see the edits to that?
I did.
It made it less creepy.
So, gosh, yeah. So
that
much
was
better.
Creepy.
Speaking of animals with teeth,
bang.
Kobe.
Speaking of those guys, and you cannot buy a bucket at the KFC Yum Center right now. I still notice they're still advertising Papa John's. I thought they cut all ties with Papa John's, even though Papa's not there anymore.
Despite it being the KFC Yum Center, they have a lot of ads for other foods, like Arby's is on there, Papa John's.
I think Papa John's is definitely part of that same. Like they're all owned by like the Yum brands,
yeah.
So I think Arby's falls under that too.
Here's a basket.
That makes sense. Finally getting some baskets here. Give you an update if anything changes right there. We're going to take another break. Close out overtime on this Tuesday. Close out Stetson's tenure here at Fan Run Radio. We're going to make it a good one. 865-546-8200 to get on the program. 546-8200. We're going to wrap up overtime when we come back. Final segment of overtime here on this Tuesday. It's been a good one here. It's brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Get you some Truly this week. 100 calories, less than a gram of sugar, less than 2 carbs, 5% alcohol. It's not going to weigh you down. Light and refreshing. 13 different flavors to choose from. Stetson, just go ahead and give it a tap for the last time. Oh, beautiful right there. Beautiful right there. Drink what you truly want to. I'm going to put that back nice and smooth right there.
I didn't even notice. Is this in the way?
No.
Probably is.
No.
You're good.
We got it perfect right in the middle right there. Oh, so Louisville, Michigan still a little bit of a struggle right there. Ole Miss is playing Butler with a chance to get a ranked win. I saw they were wearing their powder blues at home. I do love Ole Miss powder blue.
I do too. I'm a big fan of those.
Isn't that what... That's what they were wearing when we played them, right? When we had the last second win and they threw all the cups on the floor?
I believe so.
I feel like they might have been wearing powder
blue. They do wear the powder blue a lot, especially football too.
Oh, I'm a fan of those helmets.
Me too.
I'm a big time fan of those helmets right there. So I'm
the Dallas Renegades came out with their jerseys today for the XFL, and they got some Titans vibes going on.
Oh, was that today?
I don't know if they unveiled the uniforms, released them, but I saw a picture of the Renegades.
Yeah, all of them got released. All 8 uniforms, helmets, and jerseys. I'll look at these real quick before we go to the phones. The first one I see is the New York Guardians. It kind of looks like an Ohio State alternate. They have like Ohio State colors. They actually kind of have like the scarlet and gray like helmet stripe on their shoulder pads. Interesting. I don't hate that uniform. Oh, I see the Renegades. I see what you're talking about. It's kind of like if the Titans incorporated some black into their jersey. It looks like North Carolina when they tried to do the black jerseys a few years ago. I mean, these all look like Arena Football League, like not serious uniforms for the most part. I don't really hate them.
Did y'all, real quick before we take the call, did y'all see the conversation between Paul Feinbaum and Dabo Swinney?
Oh, you let Dabo have it.
Yeah, he let Dabo have it.
He let him have it. You know what? For the one of the few times, I'm all in with Paul Feinbaum.
Sweeney responded to Paul. He said, "One of the best lessons I've learned is that you don't worry about criticism from people you wouldn't seek advice from."
Pretty much, I guess.
I guess, but I mean, he's also a sports analyst and really can give whatever takes he wants to. So. I don't know why you would seek advice from Feinbaum more than that, though. Yeah,
I probably am too. There, Dabo's got to keep up his nice guy kind of vibe going on. The all shucks, woe is me.
I would have gone with the who, Paul who,
like Snoop, who,
who.
Let's go over to the phone lines here. 865-546-8200. Let's talk to Roger, who's on the line. Roger, welcome into overtime, buddy.
Hey guys, how's everybody doing tonight?
Roger, doing fantastic, man. Hope you are as well. What you got for us?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I just wanted to first ask you. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I didn't get to talk to you for a second. I just wanted to ask you how'd y'all's Thanksgiving went? How'd it go?
Oh, mine was good, Roger. I had one Thanksgiving meal on Wednesday night, and I had another one on Sunday. So I got well fed, got to spend time with family, and it was pretty good, man. Hope you had a good one as well.
Yeah, great. Same here. Spend time, some friends, family, and family. Yeah, so yeah, I had a lot of fun too. It was great. I love holidays. You know, I love holidays too. You know, I love holidays too. You get to eat some good food and spend time with family. So I love holidays. You know what, Tanner?
Oh yeah, man. Plenty of good food. And you got Christmas coming up too, so more good eating.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that. But anyway, I just wanted to ask you all about the game. I know about the men's game. I know men played the past Tuesday night. Saturday night, at a tournament in Florida. I just want to ask you, and I know they won the second game, lost the first one. I want to ask you, Tanner, are you impressed with Tennessee been playing? I know they played tough against Florida State and they won that one, but they played tough in the second game and they played and they won. So I just want to ask you, are you impressed with the way they've been playing so far, Tanner?
Yeah, man, it was good the way they were able to bounce back from a tough type of loss they took to Florida State, which they looked ugly the entire game, but as usual with these Rick Barnes coach squads, they're always going to have a puncher's chance to stay in it. They made it really interesting against Florida State, but you made too many mistakes, too many turnovers throughout the course of the game. You suffered against Florida State's athleticism, their length, and that's kind of like a thing to – it's kind of like a preview of some things to come when you play teams that have that size advantage over you. Not that Tennessee is going to turn over the ball 20 times every time they play a team like that, but – it's good to kind of get a test like that, get out of the way. Florida State's a very solid team. They're ranked in the top 20 now. So you were able to bounce back from that, take care of a top 20 VCU team who's going to be in the running to win the Atlantic 10 Conference this year. And you saw Lamonte Turner not necessarily, still have the best game on the stat sheet, but, he was able to still do the big shots like he usually does. He's big shot Lamonte. You won the game with the buzzer beater there, but you also had contributions, of course, from Jordan Bowden, who's scoring in double figures again. It's good of John Fulkerson to bounce back from the limited performance he had against Florida State and have 17.7 rebounds against VCU. You did get quality minutes from more guys on your bench like Jalen Johnson, Devontae Gaines as well. You're kind of developing more of a rotation when it comes to your bench players as well. So, you know, that was all good to see. Good little building blocks. And the fact that I'm not going to complain over going 1-1 in a tournament like that. And especially, you know, I'd rather have you beat the ranked team than beat the unranked team at that point. So, overall, Raj, you're still looking pretty good at 6-1 right now for your hoops team.
I'll also add in real quick, Pons is still contributing really good minutes, given some good action. I thought maybe he would dip off a little bit, but he's still up there giving Tennessee key minutes.
Oh, yeah, definitely there. Roger, anything else, buddy?
I have a good night, but I just want to ask you is about the I know we didn't play tomorrow. I just want to ask you how you think Tennessee's gonna do tomorrow night. And so you have a good night.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Roger. Roger, Tennessee's going to kill Florida A&M tomorrow. Florida A&M is winless. They are winless. So they're 0-6 right now to be exact. So you need to have the same type of bench emptying, spread the minutes out for type of games you had against your Alabama States, basically, right there. So it's you're on the runway with that one. So there's not even a line on that one. I would expect it to be up in the 20s if there was a line on that one. So just get some more quality minutes. Rest some guys if you need to. Stetson Marlin, time at Fan Run has come to an end on the radio wave, sir. Anything you would like to say? The floor is yours.
I appreciate all the support from y'all, the listeners, and the viewers on my articles. I really enjoyed doing that, looking at top five stuff all year. I mean, just really enjoy my time here. I'm glad I did my practicum here for sure. Great family here. Love the family aspect. I'll definitely miss it, but I'll also come back and write for y'all, especially love doing some sports, love talking about sports. Came in here kind of nervous, just never been on radio before, but first day felt comfortable and felt like I could give my takes and really enjoyed being here, so appreciate that. Hey, appreciate y'all.
Glad to have you, man. That does it for Stetson Marlin here on Fan Run. You have fun out in Cookeville this week, sir. Yes, sir. Still look for Stetson's digital contributions on fanrun.com as well. For Stetson Marlin, Justin Feist, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Y'all be good.